This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about our thirst for justice. This week, we've been focusing on the teachings of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And today, I'm reflecting on the passage that says, God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for justice, for they will receive it in full. Matthew 5:6. My early career days were spent in sales, and there's a saying that goes, the sales process doesn't get started until you've been told no. This can surely be the case for those who hunger and thirst for justice. They usually endure so much more before they're told yes. And this is exactly what happened to Moses when he went before Pharaoh to ask him to release the Israelites from slavery. Moses' situation was even more challenging in some ways because Pharaoh initially told Moses yes. But God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and his yes soon became a no. It's really difficult to get your hopes up and be told yes, only to eventually be told no. And this happened to Moses not once, but 10 times. But here's the key. He trusted God at every no. So if you are hungering and thirsting for something that is just, yet you are still being told no at every turn, do not despair. Because remember, Jesus tells us that you will receive it in full, but you have to stay the course. So as you think about that, hold on to these words to keep you going. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep pressing towards your yes.